Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Many of the products we use today are made from cellulose, including paper, film, and some coatings. Now scientists at Alberta Innovates Technology Futures are setting up a pilot plant to produce the next step in cellulose technology, and that's nanocrystalline cellulose. Dr. Robert Jost says the project will look at how best to scale up production.
Nanocrystalline cellulose is an interesting material because it is unique in that it's a particle of cellulose. It has properties that the larger cellulose fiber doesn't have. It has properties that a dissolved cellulose derivative or modified cellulose polymer doesn't have as well. And so, for example, nanocrystalline cellulose being a particle can form stable suspensions in water, and it can also form liquid crystalline suspensions or show liquid crystalline behavior. And these are all properties that you don't see with a cellulose fiber or a cellulose derivative that are commercially available today.
According to Dr. Robert Jost, nanocrystalline cellulose can be produced from agricultural leftovers like straw from flax and hemp, and it can be shipped in a variety of forms, as a paste, a film, or a powder. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates Technology Futures. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.